I hurried to clear a space on the table, shifting the Himalay mountains onto a shelf. Dar poured the milk into Ma's jug, then settled down on the bench next to me and grinned. Pick a pocket. I rolled my eyes. Left. He wiggled his eyebrows like two black caterpillars. Right answer. He pulled a small jar from his pocket. Pine honey. I unscrewed the lid and the smell filled my nostrils, making my mouth water. Thank you, Dar.
Nothing but the best for your first day back at school.
I shrugged. It's only school.
Oh, well,
I suppose I'll just have to eat all of this myself then. He took the open jar and mimed pouring the honey into his mouth. No. I grabbed a back. You're right. It's a very important day. I'm only surprised you didn't get two jars. The honey was so good, I hardly noticed the porridge was burnt. But when I looked up, Dar's food was untouched. He was sitting in that hunched way that meant he was thinking. His hand rested on the milk jug, and I could see the pulse in his wrist. His eyes had a faraway look. First days of school were hard for both of us. I cleared away my bowl as quietly as I could and pushed his closer to his hand. I'll see you later, Da. When he didn't answer, I picked up my satchel and left the house, closing the peeling green door gently behind me.